Bez Hashem, we continue Pel Yoitz, Shin 162, the last discussion here for now about Bizoyin, disgrace. Choyzer Kovoid La'av V'Eim V'Rav is Nechshav Ki Bizoyin. As we had mentioned, that the lack of respect to a father, to a mother, to a Rav, to a Rebbe, is considered bizoyin, the lack of respect. And I pause before we continue. Amen. We didn't finish the year, we just started. Okay, that's usually how you end, right? Okay, another one was starting like that also. Tzei ulamad, says the Pel Yoitz. Tzei ulamad. Ad heichen geder minig bizoyin. Come and see to what degree is bizoyin. What degree is embarrassment, is disgrace, a lack of proper covet? Pasuk says in Shmais Perek Chav, Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'loisali b'maylas al mizbichi asher loisigola ervascha alav. Don't go up on steps. B'maylas al mizbichi al mizbeach. Why? Because some of the Kohen's body is going to be exposed. Says the Pel Yoitz, Im kach ekpida toiro, al kovoid avnim zbeach. If the Torah is so concerned about the covet of the stones of the mizbeach, she'ena royois ve'ena makpidois, that don't have eyes, that don't see, that don't have emotions, that are not makpid, that even a small part of the body of the Kohen should not be exposed going up the steps. Allah has kama v'kama, says the Pel Yoitz, how much more so? Allah has kama v'kama, shetzorich li zoir b'fnei oviv v'imoy v'raboy v'talmid chocham. How much more respect we have to have for a person's father and his mother and his Rebbe and the Talmud Chacham, the Chadoyme and the like, those in that category. Not to sit in front of them if it's not b'derech kovod. V'yaduo shebedoichek yetiru leben lo'osei b'fnei aviv b'lel Pesach. He says here in the Gemara, they discuss this permissibility for a son to lean in front of the father. Why? What's the question? On the night of Seder, Pesach night. Because to lean is an expression of malchus, of kingship. I'm a melech. For a son to show this feeling of being a melech in front of the father, it might sound strange to us. This is the same father that you go out and you have a catch of baseball with, that you play and you tickle with and you have a great time with. And it's all correct. And you have a football catch and you learn Gemara and you learn Mishnayis and you learn whatever you do. You spend time with each other. And it's all appropriate and it's healthy. And we have to do this and spend time with our children and have that football catch. And of course, learn with them, with your children and grandchildren. But at the same time, there has to be the awe, the respect. This is a father and this is a son. This is a son and this is a grandfather. There has to be that proper respect. We have to make sure the boundaries are not broken. And the child and every person right now listening to this, if it's not something you do, please start doing it right now. When your parent walks into the room, you stand up for your parent. You stand up for your grandfather, for your grandmother. Grandfathers should encourage the grandchildren to make sure, in a polite way, the little children, stand up for your father when he comes into the room. Stand up for your mother. And it's not for the father. It's not for the mother. It's for the child standing up to do the mitzvah that Hashem said to do. The same way you educate them to say amen. A Talmud Chacham comes into a room, stand up for the Talmud Chacham. It's for yourself. Every mitzvah we do is for yourself. And the Gemara Pesach and Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph says, in the front of the Rebbe, you're not allowed to lean. We're not talking halacha l'maisa now. We are doing oisa maisa shehekiru boi raboisa v'yoisa mamzeru baranido al shohayat soye b'fnei raboisa v'nohag behem minag b'zayin v'nohag covered karoi tamid b'fnei raboi. So maisa brings down from Ovis de Rab Nasan that they were able to see that the person was a mamzer. The person came from bad sources, spiritual sources, because of his behavior, because of his hanhoga, how he behaved and treated those who he was supposed to give proper cover to. Yishma chacham v'yechrad v'ilofes. The chacham, the wise listener, the wise learner, that means you, listen to the shir, should take the proper lesson v'yechrad v'ilofes. And have a little fear. A little fear never hurt anybody. V'yizoyer me'oid v'chvoid kol odom. And now we come to not just the father, not just the mother, not just the Rebbe, not just the Talmud Chacham. We come to kol odom. Have proper respect for every single person. Someone asks you, what do you learn the first day of this Medrash? So sometimes we have a good joke here and there. We had a joke earlier. Fine. That's not what we learned. That's just an aside. You tell the person, we learn to have respect. Kol Adam. For every single human being. Every single person. Afilo Akam Shebashuk. Even the non-Jew walking down the street. You greet him. And you say hello. As the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis told us by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the Gadol Ador, he would greet first the non-Jew walking down the street. That's what we learned the first Eretz Medrash. And even more so, if you have to give cover to everyone, even more so to give cover to the people you're obligated to give cover to. The father, the mother, the Rebbe, the Rav. We'll discuss more on this topic when we get to Chaf, Ois Chaf, and Ois Mem by Kovod and Moira. Once again, reminder, we're in Ois Beis now. So we have a little time to get there. I just want to conclude with some one point. Because a person might say, you know, I wish my father would be here now, alive in this world, my mother, so I can stand up for them, so I could give them a call and say, how is your day? How are you doing? Rabbeisai, I want to tell you something. You still can. Not stand for them, not call them and have a conversation, but every mitzvah you do, and think about them when you do a mitzvah, gives them an aliyah for their neshama. Every step you take to go to the Beis Medrash, to go to learn, every phone you pick up to help make a shidduch, to do chesed, you're sending peklach, peklach, and peklach, packages of mitzvahs. In fact, the Pesachim say there's a certain aspect that kibud av v'em is even greater after they pass on. Let's have in our mind that our parents are kings, as the Chayodim says we have to do. That my father is a melech, my mother is a malka, my father is a king, my mother is a queen. All of us, whether they're ben achayim or ena ben achayim, in this world or not in this world. And there are different ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu has orchestrated that we can give respect and honor to our parents. And when you do the mitzvah, And when you hold yourself back from doing Avera, think of your parents. We just had the Parsha. We had the Parsha. Yaakov Avinu. He was being attacked. He was being seduced. What saved him? The image of Yaakov Avinu, his father. How was it? The father was himself, seeing him as a reflection, who looked like his father. That's not now. That's not after Pshat now. We can always give honor and kovod to our father, to our mother, which ultimately should bring kovod to Avinu Shebashemayim.